Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 100 is a psalm of thanksgiving. It's a psalm that reminds us of what God has done and what God is doing in our lives. It's a psalm that calls us to offer our gratitude to God. With Thanksgiving coming up this week, you might find yourself sitting around a table offering words of gratitude. You might be asked what you're thankful for in your own life. This is a really good practice to have. The problem is we often become people who only practice gratitude right around Thanksgiving. And then we immediately go back to living our normal lives, where we forget that we're supposed to be offering our gratitude to God at all times. So what does Psalm 100 tell us about Thanksgiving? And how can we be people who offer gratitude, not just this week or on Thursday, but all year round? Well, the first step to becoming a person of gratitude is to remember what God has done in your life. That's what the psalm is reminding us of when it says both, "Know that the Lord is God, it is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." And also when it goes on to say, "For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." Remember that God is our Lord and our Creator. We remember that we belong to God. We remember that God is good. We remember that we are loved unconditionally by God. We remember that God was faithful in the past and is faithful now. When this psalm was written thousands of years ago, it would have called the people to remember their own history, the history that we read about in the Old Testament. So remember, God is telling these people, remember how you were slaves in Egypt, how you were in a place of hopelessness. Then remember how God rescued you from that place. Remember how God saved you from the Egyptians. Remember how God parted the Red Sea so that you could safely cross. Remember how God provided the manna for you to eat so that you wouldn't starve. Remember how God led you to the promised land. You have all this to be grateful for. Look what God has done for you. And as you remember what God has done in the past, look too at what God is doing right now. God is still working and providing in your life. This is a model of remembering what God has done. This example of taking time to remember what has happened in the past, I think it's vital for us today if we're going to take time to offer gratitude and thanksgiving. A main reason we're bad at offering gratitude, even on days like Thanksgiving, is that we're bad at remembering what God has done for us. That's essentially all gratitude is, remembering what God has done. And yet we just forget to do it. Shouldn't be too difficult. Holidays lend themselves to memories. Whether you are remembering those who are no longer with you, or what the day was like when the kids were little, or remembering the year that everyone was sick, or the food wasn't that great, or that was really great, or whatever the holidays bring to mind for you. For a while, my family went all in on this memory thing at Christmas, when we did a gift exchange based off of surprisingly difficult family trivia. It was through this that I learned about Spike and Ushi, who were the local town drunks who watched over my grandpa and his siblings when they were little along the railroad tracks. I also learned through this that nobody knew what Spike and Ushi's real names were, not even my grandpa, who could remember just about anything. It was also through this family trivia that I massively impressed my family by being the only one besides my grandpa who knew that my grandpa had a job making bullet boxes while in high school during World War II. So much of our holiday traditions are already about remembering. So the question now becomes, how do we bring gratitude out of that? Well, you can pick a time period, like a week or a month or a year, and think about what has happened that you can be grateful for. You can think about a certain tradition and share how you're grateful for that, or a certain person and how you're grateful for them. You can write them down so that you can remember. You can share them around your tables. The point is that remembering what God has done for us leads us to gratitude. We remember what God has done, and then we celebrate. That's what the rest of Psalm 100 teaches. We're told, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. And then we're told, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Gratitude is an act of celebration. Even more, gratitude is an act of celebration that's done with others. Gratitude takes place when we turn to somebody else and say, let's celebrate what God has done. Gratitude isn't a downer of, I have to say five things I'm thankful for before I'm allowed to eat. Gratitude is a celebration with others. And that's what we should seek to do as we gather with whomever we may gather with. We should seek remembrance and celebration as we seek to be grateful for what we have. Celebrate your gratitude. We celebrate our gratitude as a community when we gather together for worship. We celebrate our gratitude when we share with others the ways that God is at work in our lives. We celebrate our gratitude when we proclaim that God is not only faithful in the past and in the present, but that we have the hope and trust that God will continue to be faithful in the future. As Christians, we're called to gratitude. We're called to remember what God has done, and we're called to celebrate with others. So take time to do that this week, and then continue in whatever the weeks and upcoming months look like. Sharing what you're thankful for doesn't have to just be a boring holiday practice. Instead, Thanksgiving is remembering all that God has done for us, the life that God has given us, the love and hope and peace in Christ that we have. And Thanksgiving is celebrating with others these things. So let's take time to remember, to celebrate, and to be thankful. And we remember, most of all, the gift that we're given in gratitude of God's Son, Jesus Christ. We remember how he came and he lived among us, how he died and he rose again. And we celebrate his resurrection, promise that we have for eternal and everlasting life. I remember how Jesus gathered around the table with his disciples on his last night with them, and he took bread, and he gave thanks to God, and he gave it to his disciples, and he broke the bread, and he said, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then later, when the supper was over, he took the cup, and he gave thanks to God, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant. It's poured out for each and every one of you for forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us pray. Holy God, we come to you seeking to be people of gratitude, seeking to be people who remember all that you have done for us, seeking to be people who celebrate you in our lives. Lord, we ask now that you might pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here, on these gifts of bread and wine. We ask that they might be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. So by your Spirit, make us one with each other and one in ministry to all the world, till Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Amen. Here in the United Methodist Church, we practice an open table of communion. That means we don't believe you need to be a member of this church or any church to receive communion with us this evening. We just ask that we come forward with a heart ready to receive the grace of Jesus Christ. We'll receive communion this evening by intinction. That means you'll be given a piece of the bread and asked to lightly dip it in the cup and receive both elements at the same time. If someone is feeling led this evening to help me serve, that would be great if you would come forward, and then the rest of you can come as you're able. feel led. Go forth as people of gratitude to remember what God has done, to celebrate God's good works with others. Go in peace. Amen.